USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Former National Security Advisor John Bolton has been called to testify next week in the impeachment inquiry. He was openly troubled about President Trump's approach to Ukraine. Also, Lieutenant Colonel Alexander Vindman, who reported his concerns over the president's phone call with Ukraine's president, is willing to testify publicly in the inquiry. The House is expected to vote on Thursday on a resolution that spells out the details of it. Maryland Democrat Jamie Raskin is on the Rules Committee.
We are ready to move to an open process where the public will be able to see the witnesses and to get the facts, and everybody will have access to it.
Oklahoma Republican Tom Cole says the whole thing is wrong.
The House has never voted to conduct such an inquiry, and the committees have operated in the dark without formal authorization on what amounts to nothing more than an expanded fishing expedition.
This is USA Radio News.
Do you wish you could get better sleep and maybe lose a few pounds? Maybe more than a few pounds? Well, there's this product called Calitrin that helps with both sleep and weight loss. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
I've been taking Calitrin for right about 3 months, and I've lost 24 pounds and 19 overall inches. But my sleep has improved, I have so much more energy, and I have the desire to succeed more than ever. Anyone who needs weight loss, more energy, and better sleep, this product really does deliver.
Hi, I'm Roger. Over the 3 months that I took the product, my sleeping habits are increasingly much better. I got a better night's sleep, and I just can't say enough about the product and how it makes you feel. Also, additionally lost a little bit of weight on the program as well.
Hi, this is Eric, and I take Calitrin for weight loss, and I've lost about 20 pounds, and I feel great.
Calitrin is scientifically proven to help with sleep and weight loss safely and effectively. Check it out at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
Stocks finished higher on Wall Street. The Dow gained 115 points. It follows an announcement by the Federal Reserve.
Today, we decided to lower the interest rates for the third time this year. We took this step to help keep the U.S. economy strong in the face of global developments and to provide some insurance against ongoing risks.
Chair Jerome Powell indicated the Fed won't cut rates again in the coming months unless the economic outlook gets worse. A Vermont senator is now the frontrunner in the nation's first primary state. USA's Chris Barnes reports.
Bernie Sanders is now holding a slight lead over Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren in the latest poll of Democratic voters in New Hampshire. The new CNN poll, which was conducted by the University of New Hampshire, finding 21% of likely voters in that state supporting Sanders in the 2020 White House race, 18% support Warren, former VP Joe Biden coming in third with 15%.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Defense Secretary Mark Esper says U.S. forces will repel any attempt to take Syria's oil fields with overwhelming force. That includes Russia, Syria, or any remnant of the Islamic State. John Clemens reports.
Secretary Mark Esper declared U.S. forces will remain positioned in this strategic area to deny ISIS access to those vital resources and will respond with overwhelming military force against any group that threatens the safety of our forces there. Esper's comments echo the resolve of President Trump in a speech in Chicago regarding the Syrian oil fields.
We're keeping the oil. Remember that. I've always said that. Keep the oil. We want to keep the oil. $45 million a month. Keep the oil.
Profits from the Syrian oil fields provided the bulk of the funding for the Islamic terror group ISIS. I'm John Clemens.
Sony says its online cable alternative, PlayStation View, will be shut down in January. It blames the move on the high cost of content and the difficulty of network deals. View was launched in 2015 as a cheaper version of cable or satellite TV. It was a test case for a TV alternative alongside Dish's Sling TV and later a slew of copycats from DirecTV, Google, Hulu, and others. But customer growth has slowed and even dropped for many of those services as prices rose and they added more channels. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.